Almost nothing is known about what the state of Pennsylvania offered to Amazon to draw the company's second headquarters, HQ2, to the Commonwealth. But 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause dug up three clues that hint at what might be in the state's incentive package.
Ken Majors bought an abandoned hotel in Rochester, Pennsylvania last year. He climbs the stairs to the building's roof to point out clue number one.
There's your Shell plant right down the river.
In 2016, Shell Chemical Appalachia announced it would build a petrochemical plant in Beaver County, just northwest of Pittsburgh. The decision was based in part on state help. Pennsylvania promised a $10 million grant and what could be $1.6 billion in tax credits. Majors thinks it was a smart investment.
It's a common practice to give something in order to get something. So yeah, that's probably a good deal.
Indirectly, it's why Majors bought the hotel. That ripple effect is one of the factors Pennsylvania considers when it invests in different companies. And if the potential gains seem big enough, the state will forfeit a lot of money. The Shell plant is expected to create 6,000 construction jobs and 600 permanent jobs. Brent Vernon is one of the people who decided those jobs were worth it. He heads a special group called the Governor's Action Team. Think of the Governor's Action Team as an elite force of economic development commandos, guided by one simple dictum. PA wants your business.
Companies have choices nationally or internationally in their decision-making process of where to make investments, where to grow and expand. And they usually want to go down a pathway of least resistance.
Vernon's team tries to pinpoint what he calls a one-time deficiency. What's that one problem keeping a business from moving to Pennsylvania? And what's the benefit of solving that problem? Vernon says the Amazon thing really wasn't that different, even though they only had 30 days to put a deal together versus 5 years for Shell.
We work at the speed of business, and that business is yours. We need to adjust to any given business, to any given project opportunity, and do what it takes to respond effectively.
It's a balancing act, which brings us to clue number two. What other state governments think Amazon's HQ2 is worth, with its promised 50,000 jobs. New Jersey put up $5 billion. Maryland often even more, and passed a brand new law to do it. The whole frenzy makes Greg LeRoy nervous. He's the chief executive of nonpartisan economic watchdog group Good Jobs First, and he wonders about Pennsylvania.
Where would the state go to find additional money in this claim that it's making now that there's something secret and super-duper and proprietary about its bid for the HQ2 project?
There's already so much money that could go to the project through normal channels, says LeRoy, such as grants, loans, and tax credits.
The one place where we know some states have found big pots of new money to give away are these personal income tax diversions.
LeRoy's group calls it paying taxes to the boss. Employers collect income tax for their workers, but they don't send it to the state. Instead, they get to keep it. That would be new for Pennsylvania. But Maryland's legislature waved goodbye to 10 years of income tax revenue. And Toby Lennox gets the impulse. He's head of Toronto Global, a nonprofit group that assembled that region's bid. For Lennox, the evaluation of incentives, what's worth offering and why, comes down to that old nugget, know thyself. Toronto offered nothing special to Amazon, just the standard Canadian package of a highly educated workforce, dependable infrastructure, and universal health care. Lennox says the process made them realize they don't really need Amazon.
Come to join the party. Come to join the success. And if you don't come, that's okay. We got a whole bunch of other people that are going to come in your place.
And that, in a roundabout way, is clue number three. What a state or province offered Amazon says a lot about what it thinks about itself, what it needs, what it wants, and what it can comfortably sustain. What does Pennsylvania need? People. We're a state just shy of 13 million with a feeble growth rate, which isn't great for our tax base. What does Pennsylvania want? Business. Business means jobs, and jobs mean taxes. And what can it comfortably sustain? That's the big unknown. That's what's in the bid. State officials say that's proprietary information, and not for public consumption. But if officials offered more than $1.5 billion in tax breaks for Shell, there's no telling what they might have offered Amazon. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.